Yeah, Dvar Halacha, talk about the issue of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. So this is actually machlokas harishonim. If there is a problem of chatzitza with regard to tefillin, is it a problem if there's something in between the tefillin and one's body? So the Rosh is of the opinion that it's a problem if there's a chatzitza. And he has a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Kohanim would not wear the tefillin shel yad while they were wearing the big day kahuna. And this is because the big day kahuna had to be al bisaro. They had to be directly on their body. So therefore, they couldn't have the tefillin in between. So why not just wear the tefillin on top of the big day kahuna? Apparently, there's a problem of chatzitza. And the same thing with regard to tefillin shel rosh as well. He has a similar gemara with regard to tefillin shel rosh. And therefore, there's a problem of chatzitza. One cannot have anything between the tefillin and one's body. And the Rashba disagrees, and he has his own gemaras. And he apparently understands that the problem with regard to the big day kahuna is simply, when it comes to the tefillin shel yad, we know the tefillin shel yad is l'chala os v'lo l'acherim los. It's meant to be a personal sign of our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says the problem is to wear it on top of your clothing. That would be a problem. But it doesn't mean nothing can be in between the tefillin and a person's body. If something was in between, that was, let's say, a person had a bandage on, so that would be okay. You could put it on top of the bandage and then put the clothing on top of that. That would not be a problem. And this problem only exists when it comes to the tefillin shel yad. But tefillin shel rosh is not a personal sign. It is meant to be more public. That's tefillin shel rosh, Gemara says. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever when it comes to chatzitza for the tefillin shel rosh. That's the opinion of the Rashba. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simchav Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh, that there is a problem of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. However, a couple of caveats. The Ramah says this is only when it comes to the actual box of the tefillin, but not when it comes to the ritzua. So the Achronim are not so sure that is necessarily so clear, that there's no problem of chatzitza when it comes to the ritzuas. But when the dust settles, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be makpid when it comes to the ritzua, part of the ritzua that directly holds the bias onto the body. So the part of the ritzuas and the tefillin shel rosh that go from the actual bias to the knot in the back, there should not be a chatzitza. And the tefillin shel yad as well, the direct loop that holds the bias onto the body, even though it won't stay tight if you don't do a few more loops, but doesn't matter. Just that direct loop, so there one should be makpid. But with regard to the rest of the ritzuos, there's not really a problem of chatzitza. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to the bias itself, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person is not going to be able to put on tefillin, it's something which cannot be removed, a bandage for medical reasons, so it's better to put it on top of the bandage. At least he'll be yotzei, according to the opinion of the Rashba. But then a bracha would not be recited on that part of the tefillin, and one would follow the general guidelines for making a bracha on one of the tefillin, which is in and of itself, machlokas mechaber ramah, and a different discussion. So let's say a person had a bandage on his arm, so you put on the, and he couldn't possibly move the tefillin shel yad a little bit higher, a little bit to make sure it was not on the bandage. So then he would put it on top of the bandage, and he wouldn't make the bracha, and he'd make, according to Ashkenazim, both brachos on the tefillin shel rosh. So just a couple of further applications. Let's say when it comes to a watch. So really, that's on the part of the ritzua that is not directly holding the tefillin onto the body. It's not really a problem of chatzitza. Mikra din, one does not have to take off his watch. Many people are knowing to take it off anyway, and there are poskim who advise it as a chumra, but mikra din, it's not really required. Let's say there was a chatzitza of some sort on the ritzua that was directly holding the bias onto the body. So one should be very careful about this, the kippah or anything else. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if there's something that cannot be removed, if it's not between the bias and the body, just between the ritzua and the body, on the part that's holding the bias on, so one can still make a bracha. Even though, l'chadchila, we would try not to have it anything there, but one could still make a bracha. Whereas, if the chatzitza is between the bias itself and the body, then one would put it on. If one does not have a choice, however, one would not make a bracha. Let's say the case of a cast, there are some poskim who say a cast is already so thick that there's no point in putting on the tefillin on top of a real cast. However, many poskim write, no, this would be the same thing as a bandage, and the recommendation would be, if you can't fit on the tefillin above the cast, so then to put it on top without a bracha. Have a great day.